The reason people aren't financially free is they don't know what to do and they don't know where to start. I want you to join Joey and I at the Virtual Inner Circle Live, April the 4th through the 6th, as we share with you the exact answers to those questions. We only do this event one time per year. I don't want you to miss out. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter promo code podcast. When you're at this event, you're going to get your investor DNA. You're going to get access to up to 6 different passive income strategies. So you know, leaving this event, exactly what to do, taking our decades of knowledge so that you can start becoming financially free. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter the promo code podcast.
This episode, Joey, gets really heated really fast because we start talking about what is important when choosing a life insurance company or choosing an agent. And I don't mean in like the boring snooze alert, needle nose Ned type of way.
That's right. We're talking about how it's much bigger than just infinite banking is much bigger than a product at the end of the day. Life insurance is a piece of it, but it shouldn't be the end, right?
You have to, in my opinion, you have to find someone who is where you want to be, whether that's one step in front of you or 10 steps in front of you, so that you can get to that point, right? People will teach based upon their own experience. I think the topic was really narrow, but we expounded upon it a lot. Because I think one of the things that was uncovered in this episode was when you're seeking a coach, not a life insurance agent, you're seeking a coach to help you become financially free. One of the easiest things you can do, and I'm giving away some of the episode, one of the easiest things you can do is go to their website and read what do they say they're going to do. So here, I'm going to a website, Joey, and I'm not going to say the name of the website.
Yeah, please don't.
I just want to read. This is the homepage of someone who says that they do infinite banking.
Okay.
All right. We pride ourselves in unique policy design, insurance company selection, and educational approach to sales.
I don't hear financial freedom.
I didn't read that. Does that tell you the results you're going to get from working with the company?
Yes.
What's the result?
A policy with a company. And you're going to get sold educationally.
You're going to have some education in that, right?
Are you going to learn how to sell?
Well, people
are
ask
you going to be sold.
So when they ask us, how do you choose someone to work with on this? It's like, well, I'm just saying the marketing messages aren't always fulfilled, right?
That's
not
true.
All promises are kept. But if they don't make a promise to you to do anything on the front end other than to educationally sell you and to properly design an insurance policy, which I'm not saying any one of those things are bad, good. If that's what you want, if you want to properly design insurance policy, but I don't know many people who come to us who are not looking for a result. They're not looking for an insurance policy. I mean, here's another website of people who say they do infinite banking, and all I see is a picture of a bridge.
It's a pretty bridge, though. I mean, I got to say, it's a unique bridge.
It's a unique bridge.
All right. I don't see financial freedom on the other side of it.
I don't see it. I mean, when I think of looking up companies, I don't want to know about financial planning. I don't want to know about securities. I don't want to know about how well you design an insurance policy. I don't even want to know about infinite banking.
What about your designations?
No.
Does a designation tell you that somebody's financially free?
No, but what does any of those things have to do with me?
Exactly.
I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you to be financially free. Show me how to be financially free. If using infinite banking and this process is getting me there, great. But that's not the process that I'm not buying that. I think people miss it. I hope this episode will help you understand how to choose an insurance agent, how do you choose an insurance company, and also how we think about this in light of financial freedom. Joey, let's belly up.
Welcome to the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast, your guide to understanding how to get out of the Wall Street rat race and start your own mailbox money lifestyle. Now, don't let these handsome Southern draws fool you. These financial minds are teaching our country to enhance savings, increase cash flow, and create passive income, all without the help of Wall Street. Are you ready to break through? Now here are your hosts, Russ Morgan and Joey Murray.
Welcome into the roundtable, where each week we go deeper into your subject matter of getting you to financial freedom before age 65.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What did you just say?
Welcome to the roundtable.
I thought this was the IBC roundtable.
I think it's more the financial freedom roundtable.
Okay. Why do you mean that?
Well, because what's the result we want? Isn't the result what we want is to be financially free?
100%.
So then I don't want to pinhole it to IBC. I like IBC. IBC is actually one of my favorite subjects. I think it's one of your favorite subjects, and that's why you keep coming back every Thursday to record this with me, Joey.
I agree with you. You're 100% correct.
But I also want to make sure that we keep this in context of the real mission.
Let's do that.
Of being free.
Let's do that.
Let's talk about insurance. Well, today's subject matter, right? So I am Russ, the idea guy, Morgan. I am one of your hosts. I'm sitting around a round table, and to my right, the man that you just heard talking that just didn't allow me to introduce him first is the Italian Stallion. He's actually got a license plate to prove it, Mr. Joey Murray.
Hey, hey, glad to be here.
So, Joey.
And I'm so pumped that this is the Financial Freedom Roundtable.
Well, I am too. I think it's going to be a good subject matter today. I think we're going to be able to take this subject and apply it into financial freedom, yes, as we should every single time. Because really, at the end of the day, if we're not getting closer to financial freedom, we're getting further away.
100%. You're not standing still. You're going backwards.
All right. We've got the best coaches in the world, though.
Yes.
I want to start introducing them because I think they've got more interesting things to say than you and I do. So to your right, the man that we like to refer to as the Indiana Jones of finance. And I say that affectionately because this guy will go deep in questions to help you dig out gold. Mr. Ernie Brown. How are you, Ernie?
Hey, Russ. I'm good. I'm glad to be at the new roundtable.
Well, the actual table is the same.
I was thinking we could maybe do something about that.
We should pep it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk to management about that. And by management, I like to refer to the man across the table from us, the resident pilot, our man, Mark the Gooch. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I mean, if we're talking financial freedom, today for me was 401k Freedom Day. I was able to liberate some friends. So freedom all around. 4th of July is coming up. Total great theme. I'm on board.
Now, Mark, there's some people are going to be like, so did you take the 10% penalty on the chin? What are you talking about?
Oh, I sailed right past that and left it in the dust. Mm. We got to skip that. Not once for CARES, but twice for Consolidated Appropriations Act. So it's a good day.
And this is one of those things where if you hadn't been listening to this podcast, you wouldn't have known that you actually had a second chance, if you will, to be able to get dollars out of your 401k without having to pay the early withdrawal penalty and being forced to pay the late withdrawal penalty. And Mark, you took advantage of it. Now that door has closed, has it not?
Oh yeah, they slammed it shut as quickly as they could.
Yeah, because that ended what, June the 28th?
June 25th.
June 25th. So if you're listening to this after that date, which you have to be because it's recording after that date.
If for some reason you're in a time machine, you have a chance.
If you are with Bill and Ted going backwards or with Marty McFly, you've got a chance. For the rest of us, we'll have to just do the next best thing. All right, let's get to the topic at hand. We have titled this, How to Choose a Life Insurance Company and an Agent When Starting to Become Your Own Banker. Initial thoughts, Ern.
My initial thought is if you're hearing the sound of my voice, you should choose this person. My initial thought would be...
Let's just get straight to it.
Yeah. I'll see you guys next week. Initial thought, I think what goes on, somebody hears about the infinite banking concept and immediately goes to their friend, trusted person who they know who does insurance for a living, and asks them if they can do this.
Got it. Yeah, I agree with that. Mark, initial thought.
When I hear this question, I think, why IBC, why the agent, and why the company? There's three questions that are in that original statement for the title of today's podcast.
Okay, I want to come back to both of your responses on that in just a second. But first, Stallion.
I think it's probably going to be aligned with what Mark's talking about, but I think choosing the company and the agent is so much more about who it is that is your mentor, right? Who, if we're talking about financial freedom, which I'm grateful we started the whole conversation today around that subject matter, then the person who you should be having as a guide is somebody who has been there, done that, and can show you the path. And I think far too many people that sell life insurance are not the mentor that you need to hire.
Well, I mean, I think that I started growing a beard this week because we must think alike, because that's exactly what I thought.
Well, I showed you the way, right? Like, I was your guide.
That's the opposite.
Like, stop shaving and you get a beard.
Oh, I thought
you're like, I could do that.
I thought you were talking about like financial guide.
No, just beard. I'm your beard guide.
You're my beard guide?
For the moment.
Okay. Until I shave mine.
That's right.
Before I get asked, you know, do you rent or own your truck? And I'm talking about 18-wheeler. I do think that it is important to talk about mentors and what that looks like, because we should be seeking people who are in a position of where we want to go, right? And I think too often this subject matter does lead more toward what you said, Ernie, that I tend to go and talk to a friend about this. And I get it, right? I get why someone who would want to, like, if I was learning about a way to be financially free, and then all of a sudden I'm like, well, I don't know many people in that world. There's a tool that you use that uses life insurance. I do know someone who sells life insurance. Maybe I should go ask them about that. So Ernie, let's talk about that. You're meeting with people all the time. And when you're having that kind of conversation with somebody and they said, hey, by the way, I went and spoke to my friend who does life insurance, and this is what we talked about. And what does that conversation usually sound like?
It varies. I'm thinking of similar to what you're describing, but I mean, just recently, this week, last week, I can't remember, was talking to somebody who got educated on this, said, I want to do this. Can you help me? I said, sure. And we started going down the path of implementing, and they went and told their friend, and their, which is natural, and their friend went and talked to their financial advisor.
Gotcha.
And the financial advisor said, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. And the friend came back to the guy I'm working with and told him that. And so now we're talking and just talking about that experience came up. And it was usually, you would think, okay, it's over. This guy just shut down. It's over. But the guy I was meeting with had done enough research, had heard enough stories of this working, that he wasn't fazed by it, which is, to be honest, is a little bit unusual, but I was encouraged by that. But that's just most recent story. This is the worst idea I've ever heard, which, by the way, I haven't told you this. The first day I came here, this is over 5 years ago now, you guys gave me the book, Become Your Own Banker. Go home and read this over your first week. I took it home, which I just moved to Birmingham. I was living with a host family, and there's another guy living there. He was going into the financial industry as well. So he's the first person I brought this book back and was like, I'm going to read this. What do you think? And he said, he went through college, studied finance. You know, I had a professor tell me about that one time, and he said it doesn't work. So I had the same experience. Now that I think about it.
Well, it wasn't quite the dumbest thing you'd ever heard.
No, not to that level.
Okay.
I think of the first question, like, how many ideas have you heard? Like, I mean, you haven't spent much time around this.
Yeah.
Like, I think 100 unicorns is the dumbest idea you would have heard.
Wait a minute.
That's the dumbest idea?
100unicorns.com.
Or iConnect
Dental. Let me tell you about this.
I mean, I've got businesses I have started.
We got some pretty dumb ones.
That would be really dumb. Like, how many, like, what is your exposure to ideas? Let's break down the number of ideas that you've had, and then let's talk about the worst. I mean, this is the worst.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what idea did that unseat? For the crown.
Exactly. Yeah, really quickly, would you mind sharing with me what was the other dumb idea before that one? Because I want to make sure I don't have that one on my next to-do item list. But what did it really say about the person who responded there? I mean, what's the so what behind that? What would you think?
Well, the only reason why you would have a comment like that is if you literally had nowhere else to go. Like you had no context and you didn't want to look dumb. That's what my thought is.
Mark, what's your thought to that? I mean, I have my own kind of feeling on this, but what's your thought when you hear the response from someone who obviously has done all the homework they possibly could after they heard that immediate comment and responded as such? What's your thought?
My thought is if your initial response is to throw names, degrade, or basically, you know, call it the dumbest idea you'd ever heard, then you have no real substance to contribute. You haven't even really evaluated it. It's gotten to a point where you are so like out of your realm that the only thing you can do is just attack the idea on its on that level and hope that you know, squashes the conversation. That's my opinion.
Okay. I've heard enough about infinite banking. I'm pretty sure it's a fit for me and my family, Russ. How do I get started?
Let's take that pretty sure and make it darn sure. Reason you do that is that you get clarity, Joe. You need to get on a 15-minute call with one of our coaches at wealthwallstreet.com/free call.
Then you'll know where you're starting from and where you're headed. And only then can you implement the infinite banking process.
All right. So go to wealthwallstreet.com/free call to get that 15-minute conversation, gain clarity. But now let's jump back into today's episode. Well, I mean, I've been reading this book by Trey Gowdy, the former, is it congressman out of South Carolina? Is that right? And he has a book called It Doesn't Hurt to Ask. And I just think about the questions that Trey Gowdy would respond to that person with, right? Well, what other ideas have you researched? In order for you to say it was the dumbest, help me understand all the things that you did to come up to that analysis. And I think of what you were basically saying there, Joey, is that typically speaking, whether it's I don't want to look dumb or I have a feeling of what this looks like, and a lot of times it's a game of telephone where somebody whispers in somebody's ear and then they share the gossip in another phone call, right? And at the end, somebody's repeating something that may have been made up from the very beginning.
Yep.
And as a compared to, let's do an analysis. And I think of the whole point of this is that we've got to be open in our process.
Oh, yeah, totally. I want to bring that back to you, Mark, because I felt like you had really introspective questions that came up as a result of this topic, right? So when people ask the question, which company should I start with? Which agent should I work with? You had those three main questions. Break that down for us.
My thought process went along, why IBC, why agent, why life insurance company? The very first question that I want to ask is, what brought you to IBC? What are you seeing IBC solve for you? What is the problem? Because now we know, hey, okay, that's the reason you're here. Hey, I want to get to financial freedom. I want a way to liberate myself from this other financial system that puts these strings on me. Great. I want a place to save. Fantastic. Now we know your why. Okay, so now we know your goal. Well, with knowing what your goal is, now we can move on to, well, who's going to help you achieve that? Are you looking for a one and done? If you're saying, hey, I just want a place to store cash, I'm never going to touch it until maybe in the future, and that's all I want to do. Well, hey, cool. Okay, now we can kind of segregate some of the options out there for you. But if you're going down that other road of I want financial freedom, I want coaching, I want support and assistance. Well, hey, there's another subset of the agents category, people that can help you with that. You know, is the agent you're looking at, are they going to satisfy what you want? And that last question of the life insurance company, to me, that is the least of your problems. That is probably, in my personal opinion, the lowest fruit, because what is the job of the agent, the coach? You tell me what you want to do. You tell me that you need help getting there. Okay, that's my job to step in and help you with that. And based on conversations, based on what you're trying to do, I can now help show you and guide you and say, I think this company, based on what you told me, is going to be the one to work for you. Now, do you want to leverage my understanding, the time and effort that I put in, and the research that we've all done to figure out which companies we believe we like to work with that we believe can help our clients? you're welcome to go dig them up all on your own. I'd be happy to show you what those are. Or would you like us to guide you based on what you've told us?
Yeah, it's like the quote from Tommy Boy, right?
Yeah.
You stick your head at the of the bull's butt, and or you can just take the butcher's word for it kind of thing. Yeah. I mean, that's at least what comes to my mind.
That's what I was thinking too.
Well, I mean, what Mark just said there, though, Ernie, is that, well, why is this important, right? Like, why is IBC interesting to you? And I think that's why we started off the conversation talking about the Financial Freedom Roundtable, because why is IBC an important aspect of your life? Understanding that purpose. And I would say I've failed plenty of times of getting caught up into the weeds, being very narrow in my focus of just thinking about the tool instead of the bigger project. Right across the street from us, we have a large building being built, correct?
Yep.
And it would be really easy just to look at the tools that they're using over there and us sit back as bystanders and say whether or not they're using the right ones or not. But without knowing the bigger picture of what they're trying to accomplish, we might miss out and not see, be very micro-focused. So Ernie, when you're talking to somebody and you're helping them through this process, what are those conversations looking like? Why are most people seeking IBC in the first place?
Yeah, I have two thoughts about that. Number one, just I don't know what the conversation with that friend of the guy I was working with and the advisor, I don't know if the guy shared what he was trying to accomplish, what his goals were, the things he was planning on using an insurance policy to do these certain things. I don't know if that was talked about.
Right.
So I don't know. My assumption is the advisor heard the idea of we're going to put lots of money in an insurance policy and said, that's the worst idea I've ever heard. Because let's be honest, people will say that.
Right.
With no context of what this can accomplish. So when I'm meeting with people, I've grown in being comfortable of I'm going to ask a lot more questions than I used to. In fact, I sometimes need to shut myself down just for the sake of how long we've allotted for the conversation. And I just love trying to figure out what people are working on and why they're doing things the way that they are and understanding why they're thinking about doing things in a certain way. Or else I can't give any feedback on what they're doing as it relates to where they're going. So I've become way more comfortable just asking lots of questions.
I want to jump in here. Based on what you were talking about, Mark, the order in which you thought through this, I think is really critical and really important. And there's a story about a guy I helped several years ago who came to me after reading the book. He got so fired up.
Book? Which one?
I'm talking about Become Your Own Bank.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry. Nelson Nash's book, all this is based off of. He's the godfather of infinite banking. And he got so fired up about the book and this idea, he went to his friend who sells life insurance. He says, here's the thing I want to do, hands him the book, tells him, set me up on this. 3 years later, he calls up after listening to us on the podcast and he says, I think I've made a terrible mistake. And I was like, what are you talking about? He said, I went to my friend, I trusted him, and I handed him the book. I told him exactly what I wanted. And yet he put me in an index universal life. I've put 150,000 in over these last 2 years. And he said, how much cash do I show available? It was about $27,000.
That's the worst idea I've heard ever.
my point in bringing that up is, he got out of order in the sense of what you were talking about. Like, what is IBC the end?
No.
Is the product, the policy itself, the end?
No.
No. It is a process. It's a process that is becoming financially free over a period of time. And this is one step in it. And the person he was asking for advice sold products. Right? How many people do you know that sell the product of life insurance? You can ask, when you were just talking about that at the beginning of the podcast, Russ, people immediately have in mind somebody that they associate with the word life insurance sales. It might be needle nose knit, but you remember somebody
right.
who sells life insurance.
Well, you know, somebody works at State Farm or one of the other major property and casualty companies, one of the big insurance companies, the big box chain insurance companies. Like, we've all met them, probably are friends with several.
Exactly. And let me just fall on the sword for just a second. If you had asked Russ and I 7 or 8 years ago, I want you to be my coach to financial freedom, would we have been the best one for them?
No, we wouldn't have been.
I'm just being honest. I did not know how to help people to get to financial freedom because I had not achieved it. Had we done some pretty cool things?
Sure.
We did some passive income ideas, but none of that, it was not a part of the process that we're taking people through now because it was unclear to us.
Well, and I think the journey, thank you, Joey, by the way, for still choosing me as your coach 11 years ago to help walk you through a process.
Sometimes the coachee coaches the coacher, you know what I mean?
And that's right.
This is part of it.
Yeah. I remember that episode of Karate Kid, but I think, the point that you're making is so valid, is that what is it that we really want? And I think that's what we're trying to shine light back on, is that we want financial freedom, and infinite banking is a tool or process used within that whole game. The reason we put money in life insurance is to have access to cash, right?
Yes.
Mark, you were talking about that earlier. You are freeing your dollars up, getting access to cash. Having access to cash is going to allow you to do what?
Now I can go make deals. Now I have the option to say no or yes.
That's right. You have more ability to create more passive income streams for yourself. Kudos for you for putting yourself in a position. That cash has to reside somewhere. Reason we use whole life insurance, regardless of the insurance company, is because it is a safe place. These insurance companies have been around 150, 200 years, right?
Yes.
So really, sometimes the reason we say the company doesn't really matter. Now, does it really not matter? There are a couple companies I would probably avoid. Ones that would be considered stock companies. If you can search them on the Dow Jones or the S&P 500, if they're traded, those are companies that are not going to pay you a dividend, right? And so, hey, I want a dividend. So avoid those. Buy an insurance policy through a company that would be mutual in nature, one that actually is owned by the policyholders. But at the end of the day, how do you choose the agent? I'm going to throw my 2 cents in. I know we got to wrap up here. Here's how I see you choose an agent. You go to their website and you look at the front page of the website and you see what they say that they do. That's how you choose an agent, because at the end of the day, we're all flawed. So most of us, unfortunately, will make a promise that we can't keep. But I will make this bold statement. It's probably not that bold, that most people will not keep any promise that they didn't make, right?
So bold.
So if someone tells you on their front page of their website that they design amazing insurance policies, that's what you're going to get, an amazing insurance policy. Is that the result that you want? What are you looking for? If you're looking for financial freedom, shouldn't you be seeking an agent who is a part of a group who is helping people be financially free? And I think that that's a part. I mean, be honest, I've got lots of friends. We have lots of friends in this business who we've met over the years, who we've had conversations on the side to talk about ways to design life insurance policies, right? Because that was what we were focused on there. That was the trade, the tool. How do I use this tool better, right?
Right.
And I go and I look at their websites and I realize, man, if I was a consumer looking at their website, I wouldn't do business with them, because I don't need someone who can set up a life insurance policy. What I need is someone who can show me how to be financially free. Now, there's several of those individuals that are amazingly good at that, but for whatever reason, they're not executing on the goal that got them to financial freedom. Dave Ramsey. I mean, we love to bust on Dave as much as anybody, right? But here's the thing. If Dave Ramsey was actually teaching people what he did to be financially free,
you should listen to him.
We would be all behind it.
Yeah.
Right? Because he created an amazing business. But that's not what he's teaching. And I think that that's what we're saying is, if you're going to choose an agent, choose one based upon the process that they are saying that they're going to get you on. That's my last take. How about you, Stein? How do you want to end this?
I mean, you basically just repeated what I said.
I did.
So, yeah, get
so somebody, much better though.
Get a mentor, right? We're using the word agent. I think that's the wrong word.
Okay.
You need a mentor who's licensed.
Licensed to sell life insurance?
Yes.
Okay.
An agent puts the onus on the product that they sell. Do you need an agent or do you need a mentor? And I think the answer is a mentor.
I just had a little small epiphany. In the movie, The Matrix, a lot of times we make references to The Matrix, right? Those who are in The Matrix don't know that they're in.
Yes.
What are the people who try to keep you in The Matrix called?
Agents.
Agents. Ernie.
Nothing constructive, you know, mic drop over there. When Joey just said,
yes,
that remind you of anybody?
Yes. That is Nelson Nash, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think for sure. And then what that makes me think, the fish are the last to notice the water. And here we are maybe ringing the bell of, what do you want? And are you surrounding yourself with a team, the people that can help you get there?
Okay. Mark, final thoughts.
If you don't know what you want, if you don't know where you want to go, it's going to be really hard to find someone who can help you get there. Phil Jackson was a phenomenal basketball coach. He built an incredible team, got them together, and got multiple championships. But Phil Jackson may not be the guy who you want coaching you if you want to do like putt-putt golf or something like that, right? So just because they're good in one arena, they may not be suited for you for what you're actually trying to do. So know what you want, and that's going to help you determine who can help you get there.
I love it. All right, so I'm gonna do the two calls to action here. Number one, if you do need that coach, that mentor, you can find one, wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/free call. Get on a call with one of these coaches today. They will help you get to financial freedom. If that's what you're looking for, this is a place to go. Number two, we're about to jump into the inner circle. The inner circle is the place where you are surrounded by people on the same journey, learning the same thing so that you can get there faster. This is the whole point of the inner circle. And if you're not in there, you're missing this conversation live and you'll miss the Q&A and the coaching opportunity after this. So don't hesitate. Join it today, wealthwithoutwallstreet.com/inner circle. We want to be there with you on this journey.
Oh, well, here's the thing is that when you get to a fork, take it. That's what Yogi Bear would say. So when you're talking to someone about infinite banking, you're going to have a fork. You're going to have to decide which way you're going to go. I'm excited to talk to our inner circle people right now. So thank you, Mark. Thank you, Earn. Thank you, Stallion. And thank you for listening to the podcast. Have an amazing day.
This has been the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show to break free of the Wall Street mindset and begin building wealth on your own terms in places you understand so that your wealth will never run dry. See you next episode.